For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The Kentucky Court of Appeals plays a very important role in the state's judicial system. Chief Judge Jeff Taylor of Owensboro and Supreme Court Chief Justice John Minton believe it's very important for the public to have a better understanding of the role the court plays. Dan Modlin has this report.
If a case is tried in district or circuit court and the losing parties involved aren't satisfied with the outcome, they may ask for a higher court to review the correctness of the trial court's decision. Only the record of the original court trial is reviewed, with attorneys presenting the legal issues to the court for a decision. Judge Jeff Taylor of Owensboro is chief judge of the Kentucky Court of Appeals.
When we hear cases at the Kentucky Court of Appeals, they're heard by three-judge panels, and it's not that the circuit judges make decisions on their own. They're very single-opinion-oriented in terms of the decision they make, and of course, when we get their judgments and their opinions, we work on it as a three-judge panel. And what I think the public doesn't understand is we do a lot of deliberations among ourselves in those cases, and we wind up voting among ourselves, and it's basically a majority rule. So a 2-to-1 vote, not every case is a 3-0 vote. Oftentimes it's 2-to-1 vote. Oftentimes the judges will change their minds after we see proposed dissenting opinions among ourselves. And so it is a very collegial process, but it is a process that the judges put a lot of time and thought processes into. And I think the public probably is not aware of what goes on in that behind the scenes deliberations, if you will, in terms of how we ultimately reach a decision, decide whether or not to affirm a case below or reverse it.
Judge Taylor also stresses that the Court of Appeals must follow legal precedents.
We have to follow the precedents of the higher courts. We follow the precedents of the Kentucky Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court. Obviously, our job is to enforce the law. We follow the laws that the General Assembly passes that are in statutes, in both federal and state statutes. But in terms of our state cases, when we're following state law, we're duty-bound to follow that. We cannot change the precedent ourselves unless there is no precedent. We can, of course, make precedent. And if there has been no Supreme Court opinion on a particular issue, we can make that decision, and then ultimately the Supreme Court could take another look at it down the road and either agree with us or change it themselves. But oftentimes, Court of Appeals cases become precedent until at some point a higher court takes a look at it.
There are 14 judges on the Kentucky Court of Appeals, two each from the 7 appellate court districts. The panels don't sit permanently in one location, but instead travel around the Commonwealth to hear cases.
It's been my policy since I've been on the court in 2003 and as chief judge for the last 2 years to try to move our court around. I mean, we are a public court. Our courts are open for people to come in and sit and watch. And we've taken cases to far eastern Kentucky, far western Kentucky. Of course, we've come to Bowling Green on several occasions. And we try to go to places oftentimes that we've never been. Of course, we've used university campuses where we've taken cases. So I personally, and I think most of the judges on our court, think it's important that the public see us, that they know that we're out there working on their cases, and that they have the opportunity to come in and they can sit down in the audience and actually watch how we conduct proceedings, how we ask questions of the lawyers. Of course, we don't hear proof or evidence in the appellate process. All we do is hear arguments from the lawyers on behalf of their clients. Again, the general public can learn not just about our cases, but how our process works. And just like the U.S. Supreme Court, you know, where people can access that through coming in and sitting and watching and hearing like they did recently on the big Obamacare case. Well, you know, the public's welcome to come in and view our proceedings wherever they're located. There are some rare occasions where we do have some closed proceedings in certain types of cases, but very seldom does that occur, and our proceedings are usually always open.
If you'd like more information on the Kentucky Court of Appeals, you can go online to courts.ky.gov. That's courts.ky.gov. Chief Judge Jeff Taylor recently spoke to the Noon Rotary Club in Bowling Green. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.